You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So last night was the official inauguration of the 47th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And as expected, it was not without drama and very much in line with what we know Donald Trump to be known for, and that is outrageous statements and even more outrageous actions. A bunch of presidential orders or executive orders being signed in, and we're going to take a look at some of the impacts that we can potentially identify from what's happened from the inauguration and just kind of the tone it's set for what the next couple of years could look like. I'm joined on the line by the Director and Chief Economist at Econometrics, Dr. Azar Jameen, to take a look at this. Dr. Jameen, lovely to catch up with you. It's been quite some time since we've spoken. The announcement, or rather the inauguration of President Trump, much to the joy of the likes of Elon Musk, may not be as joyful for other countries. Let's start by taking a look at the decision from Trump as his first executive order to rescind a bunch of executive orders by the previous president. What do you make of that?
Well, it's quite clear that Trump attitude towards the U.S. economy and how it should be run contrasts massively with that of the Democratic Party. And he had threatened, there was a huge rally, a pre-inauguration rally on Sunday, at which he made it quite clear that he was going to rescind a lot of the moves made by the Democrats. And he gave all the rationale for why they had done such a bad job, according to him, and why he was going to reverse that.
Dr. Jameen, there were also some interesting executive orders that were signed in by President Trump around withdrawing from the World Health Organization, but also withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. Now, the U.S. has historically been significant players at both of these conversations or at both of these kind of agreements in the past. What does this kind of move mean? Obviously, we understand that the executive orders still need to go through the respective voting processes and all of that. But this is a very clear statement from President Trump around what he views that America should no longer be a part of.
Very much so. What it does do is to isolate the United States significantly from the world economic order. And it will obviously inflict damage on the WHO because the United States accounted for 18% of its revenue. And so it won't have the financial means that it used to without the help of the U.S. But it does mean that the rest of the world is going to go its own way separately from the United States, and the U.S. will not be able to exert all that much influence on some of these developments, including, as you mentioned, also the Paris Accord, which is a move to try and move the world towards attacking climate change by reducing dependence on fossil fuels. Under Trump, the approach is going to be exactly the opposite. It's going to try and encourage independence of energy, dependence on energy sources from elsewhere, and trying to promote the development of fossil fuel industries, oil, gas, and that within the United States itself.
Dr. Jameen, what does that particular withdrawal mean for the rest of the world? I mean, the entire concept behind the Paris Accords was transitioning towards more climate-friendly resources, and also a huge component of that was that countries that historically benefited from the use of fossil fuels in industrialization, the likes of the United States were some of the biggest contributors towards the global emission problem that we have today. So withdrawing from that is acknowledging that we're not going to do anything around rectifying that. What does that mean for smaller countries like South Africa that are, by comparison, not even big emitters?
Well, it has a big impact upon the rest of the world generally. If you believe in climate change and the damage that carbon dioxide fuels are having on the environment, then of course one of the huge contributors is going to be out of the picture, and so the worldwide effort at fighting climate change will take a huge knock. And in particular in Africa, there will still be pressure on countries like South Africa to reduce their dependence on fossil fuels, but there will also be a fear that climate change is going to accelerate without the U.S. being part of it. The irony is that the U.S. has just seen 12,000 houses being destroyed in Los Angeles by wildfires that in the olden days you never really envisaged seeing. So, you know, there's uncertainty more generally about whether climate change exists or not. If you believe that it does, then this is a huge, efforts at fighting climate change have been dealt a huge blow by the actions taken by the Trump regime.
Dr. Jameen, there were some other actions taken as well. There was a very clear statement made towards the BRICS bloc, particularly in the form of that executive order saying that the BRICS blocs or BRICS countries would not be allowed to abandon the US dollar. From a strategic point of view, I mean, the signing of that as an executive order when we already know what President Trump has said in the kind of weeks leading up to his inauguration, what does that mean for where we stand and where the BRICS bloc stands?
Actually, that's a huge red herring. I think the BRICS countries have been talking about this for many years. They've also realized that it is a very far-fetched idea in the context of the present world economic order, that a lot has to happen for the dependence on the dollar to be reversed. And in fact, it wasn't even discussed at in any significant extent at the Moscow BRICS meeting that was held a few months ago. So it's really just saber-rattling and attempts by Trump to show his supporters that he means what he says, that he wants to make America the great one and to hell with the rest of the world. But it's actually not going to have much impact in practice. The role of the dollar has been gradually declining over many years, in line with the relative decline of the United States economy in relation to the world's GDP, and that is going to continue. But it's going to be a gradual process, and eventually the dollar will not be used by other countries. But in the interim, there's still a long way to go before BRICS actually abandon the dollar as a principal currency through which to trade.
Dr. Jameen, were there any other executive orders that stood out for you, or just conversations that came out of the inauguration that had you concerned around what the future could potentially look like in a more volatile sense? I mean, understanding, of course, that virtually anything that President Trump says creates some level of uncertainty and volatility in the markets at the moment.
There are many, many areas of uncertainty, and obviously corporate tax cuts is another area. We don't know how much he's going to cut corporate taxes and the potential impact this might have in expanding the U.S. public debt, which in turn raises massive risks to the world economy in terms of necessitating long-term interest rates around the world just to remain a lot higher than previously anticipated. And that stands to see a significant slowdown in world economic growth in the longer term compared with what we have seen in the past. The other factor, the fact that really struck me, it wasn't an executive order, was the prime of place given to four leaders of the magnificent seven major tech companies in the world to sit in front even of the Trump family itself, which suggests that, and Trump's commitment to no increase in capital gains tax whatsoever, to work against that, to deregulate. One of the biggest ironies that we're seeing is how Trump's policies are going to and have been contributing towards an escalation of global inequality between the wealthy and the man in the street. And the irony here is that Trump's support came from the man in the street in the belief
that the man in the street is losing out to an ever-increasing wealthy class, and that Trump was going to fight against this. So there are, that's one of the huge ironies of the Trump presidency compared with previous orders. But it is a global trend, and it's contributing towards more and more polarization, where the ordinary man in the street, and especially the youth, are feeling isolated and neglected compared with the wealthy, and are gradually polarizing politically between the left and the right wing. And that we're seeing that emerging in many, many countries, and especially in the United States. And that is not conducive towards economic prosperity in the longer term, because it's working against cohesion of economic policies around the world.
The billionaire promised to fight for the man in the street. It's definitely going to be a colourful presidential term, and we're going to see a lot of interesting conversations emerge from this presidency in the US and how it affects the rest of the world. I think we'll leave the conversation there. That was Dr. Azar Jamin, Director and Chief Economist at Econometrics, on the impact of the Trump presidency on South Africa and potentially the world.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.